All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rockwell Trading Stock Market Update. This is Monday, June 7th, and my name is Mark Hodge. Marcus won't be joining me today, but we could still take a look at what's going on in the markets, what the movers are, any news that could potentially impact the markets this week. And let's first take a look at the futures markets to see what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and share a chart of the mini Dow. So futures are pointing to a higher start. We have the E-mini Dow up about 0.2% here. If I look at a 5-minute chart, we see that futures actually they dipped a little bit in overnight trading, especially in the European session, but we came off those session lows. And right now we're trading at session highs heading into the US Open. So as we get closer to the open, futures are pointing to a higher start. The E-mini S&P also, this is just a muted start, rather minor, not a whole lot of movement. At this point, traders still kind of waiting to see what shakes out and if there's any big news that we can grab hold of. Last week, we saw that the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ all finished really well for the week. Let's go ahead and take a look at the, this is the S&P. This is a daily chart. So if we look at the daily chart here, actually I could zoom in a little bit, give us a little more, there we go. If we look at the S&P trading about 8 points below its record, that's about 0.2%. So this week, the S&P could make record highs. We'll see if that happens today. It's definitely setting up with the potential to do so. The record high was established May 7th, and that was at 42.38. So we'll see if the S&P can do that today. The S&P, Dow, NASDAQ all finished nicely higher last week. Friday was a solid day, putting them positive for the week. And if we look at a weekly chart, we see that even though the major indices finished the week higher, they were just a little bit above the start to the week. So we'll see if we could get a little traction this week. The real focus, if we look at the economic calendar, is going to be CPI data. So looking at the economic calendar for this week, we see that on Monday, June 7th, consumer credit, this really isn't a big report, nothing too significant there. Tomorrow, we have the small business index, trade balance, JOLTS job openings. Now, the Fed has the potential to look closer into the JOLTS job openings, but we see here that this is a yellow or low impact report. So really not expected to be a big deal here. Now, on Wednesday, nothing too big. There is crude oil inventories for crude oil traders. That would be significant. 10-year bond auction is labeled as a medium impact report. It could be interesting to see, you know, what type of interest there is. These auctions take place regularly. So in general, they're not market moving, but because interest rates and potentially 10-year interest rates and the yield would be significant for the markets, that's, you know, creeping up as a medium impact report rather than a low impact, which is typically what it would be labeled as. But we see here that the key this week is going to be Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We have CPI data and core CPI data release. These are the two biggies. The core CPI, we see that, you know, consumer prices account for a majority of overall inflation. And right now, inflation and the concern of rising prices is definitely an issue for traders and investors. And the question here is, are these rising prices transitory, like the Fed has labeled them, or are they here to stay, right? Are they because of supply chain issues, because of COVID, and, you know, production in certain areas being shut down or limited? Or is this because of the influx of money and the monetary policy of the Fed? Well, we'll see. Now, the Fed, the way they can combat inflation is to raise interest rates. But raising interest rates could have a negative impact on the stock market. And this is where there's this fine dance between stocks and bonds and then also the Fed and their monetary policy to try and curb really skyrocketing inflation, which would be bad. Now, it was interesting because over the weekend, G7 nations, they reached an agreement on a global minimum tax. And this minimum tax would be to pay at least 15% tax on income, no matter where a company is based. Now, the goal here is to make it less appealing for a company to move to another country to dodge taxes. But on the flip side, it could be very hard to enforce. And although the agreement was for G7 countries, the next step would be to get G20 approval, and that would be more significant. Right now, with the G7 countries, this includes Canada, Italy, France, Germany, Japan, and the UK, in addition to the US. So you could see G7 countries agreeing on something like this, but G20 getting larger economies like India involved and China involved, that's going to be a harder push. So that's not really affecting the markets. But off of this G7 meeting, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she was on Bloomberg and she was talking about the meeting, but also inflation. She was actually pushing for Biden to move forward with his infrastructure plans, even if it means inflation rising. And a quote from her said that if we ended up with a slightly higher interest rate environment, it would actually be a plus for society's point of view and the Fed's point of view. We've been fighting inflation that's too low and interest rates that are too low now for a decade. We want them to go back to a normal interest rate environment. And if this helps a little bit to alleviate things, then that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, end quote. So Janet Yellen, she was the former Fed chair, right? So she knows a little thing about how the Fed operates, and now she's the Treasury Secretary under Biden. And here we see that she is actually setting the tone or setting the stage for higher interest rates. And so although she's not the Fed chair and the Fed does or theoretically should operate independently of the Treasury and government, it is interesting here because it's starting to kind of, you know, set a tone for accepting higher inflation. And we'll see if this sticks. We'll see how that influences the markets. As I mentioned, right now, really, the move into the open is muted. Stocks are pointing to a slightly higher start based on the futures markets. NASDAQ down a little bit. Even the S&P mini Dow slightly higher, but not a huge, huge reaction right there. Just kind of status quo going into the open. So we'll see what happens when U.S. markets are actively trading at 9:30 Eastern time. Now, some more news here. Over the weekend, there was a huge Bitcoin conference, and this was held in Miami. There were 12,000 attendees and also people participating online. And it sounds like it really didn't have a major impact on cryptocurrencies. But we've talked recently about the drop in crypto and the significant pullback. It seemed like the retail traders who were actively involved with retail or crypto, they switched over to the meme stocks. And that was one of the reasons why GameStop and AMC started to be more active after they really hadn't been doing much. But I was interested to see if maybe the conference here had an impact on Bitcoin and the other crypto markets. It was, you know, two key speakers there for the conference, Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey and MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor. And they had some comments, shared their reasons for being bullish, the crypto markets and Bitcoin. And we see here that not a whole lot going on. Bitcoin's up a little more than 2%. If we look at Ethereum's up about 5%. But if I go to a daily chart, we see that on a daily chart, it didn't really have any significant impact on the crypto markets at this point in time. So big event, but not a direct tie into anything moving cryptos at this point in time. Another event that's coming up, let's take a look at Apple. I'm going to go look at the ticker AAPL. So today, Apple kicks off its worldwide developer conference, and this is going to begin at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Now, Apple had a pretty solid day on Friday, up 1.9%, trading at $125.89 a share. It looks like we're slightly higher today, up 0.3% with pre-market trading, but not a whole lot of movement right now. And although this is a big event, historically speaking, it hasn't really, prompted Apple to move higher. So, sometimes investors talk about an event and they attach, the potential for a stock to move because of it. But many times it's more of a buy the rumor, sell the fact, or buy the rumor, sell the news type of event, where once it comes out, it's not too, it's not really a catalyst for a particular stock. And based on the last 10 years, it sounds like that's the case with Apple, but Apple's trading slightly higher pre-market. Let's look at some other movers here. Well, without a whole lot going on, it's actually a pretty quiet start to the week, but we could take a look at meme stocks, look at AMC. AMC wild ride last week, and it looks like AMC is trading above $50 pre-market, up over 5%. So although the Marcus and I were not actively trading this, it's interesting to watch, just because when we see a movement, right, and there's uncertainty in that movement, and there's a ton of money here. I mean, this, we talked about it. It's going from a 32 billion market cap company to a 24 billion market cap company overnight, which is just ludicrous. But basically, at the beginning of the year, this was slightly under $1 billion in market cap, I believe, and now it's at 24 billion. So when you have so much money and interest in a particular stock, and things are going so crazy, that uncertainty, it can trickle over into other markets. So although for me, this is just a total gamble, I prefer to spend my time and risk money on things that are higher probability for me. This can potentially disrupt the market, right? And when we see this much money going into these stocks, it makes sense to be aware of them and to pay attention to what's going on. So if we were down 50% or up 50%, maybe that would be more significant. But right now, a 5% move is pretty much a quiet move for AMC. So a little bit higher today, up 5%. I know it sounds ridiculous, but based on what we've seen, that's a quiet move. GME, GameStop also getting some attention with AMC over the last week or so. And GME up 2.4% pre-market, not the same, volatility and craziness that AMC has had, but up slightly pre-market. An analyst upgrade. Let's take a look at Peloton. PTON is the ticker symbol. So Peloton up 2.6% pre-market. This is another one that's been just kind of a wild stock. Definitely a pandemic winner, just a huge rally, making highs of about 171 before pulling back. And this has been a substantial pullback. It looks like traders are trying to figure out what the heck to do with the 100 level. So we dipped below the 100 mark, got down to about 80, it looks like, and now back above 100. So that could be the line in the sand for traders. Up 2.6 pre-market because there was an analyst upgrade. And this analyst said that the financial impact of the treadmill recall, one of the reasons we saw this bigger dip, was overstated or is overstated, and that they believe that Peloton will be okay. We could also take a look at Visa, another analyst upgrade, and moving a little pre-market, up over 1% with pre-market trading. There was an analyst upgrade as well with Visa. The analyst believes that their payment network will benefit from vaccine-driven or the vaccine-driven U.S. recovery, and that Visa will benefit more than MasterCard. Not quite sure what the case is there, but this analyst upgraded Visa. We could take a look at MasterCard. MasterCard slightly higher, but not quite as much as Visa, but those two stocks moving a little bit more pre-market. So once again, as we head into the open, futures are pointing to a slightly higher start with the Dow and the S&P futures higher, NASDAQ slightly lower. So you could say slightly higher, slightly mixed. Either way, not a whole lot of movement going into the open, but it's sure going to be a nice week of trading. So happy Monday to you. Have a great trading day. I'll be back here tomorrow with Marcus. Until then, happy trading, everybody.